Hello, my name's Rosemary Cooper-Clark and I'm a leadership coach and consultant. And in this audio, I'm going to share three tips for effective customer service. Why? Because asking your customers for feedback and acting on that feedback can ensure your customers stay with you. And a 5% increase in customer retention can lead up to 25 to 125% in business profits. So the first tip is to actually ask your customer for feedback. We're used to not complaining in this country. That's the UK, if you're listening from overseas. And we just make the decision not to use the supplier again. So in order to find out and give you the opportunity to address any areas where you may not have met the expectations of your customers, you need to first ask them for feedback. The second tip is to meet their expectations consistently. Now, one example is the servicing of my car. When my car was last serviced, they not only carried out the routine maintenance, but they washed the car, cleaned the leather inside, and really I was quite delighted when the car was returned to me. Now, it just went in for its second service and it came back and they hadn't given it the due diligence in cleaning it for me. This actually resulted in me being disappointed. So raising expectations, delighting the customer is fine, but if you do, you have to then be consistent in ongoing service. And the third tip is that if you ask for feedback, you must act on it. The garage called me and they've asked me for my opinion on the service, and I told them about the car not being cleaned properly and a couple of other elements that I wasn't happy with. And they said, thank you very much, and that was that. I haven't heard from them since. So not only did they not meet my expectations, now I've given them my feedback and they haven't acted on them. Unlike the website hosts who contacted me and I told them that I hadn't attended the training, and they not only ensured that I was put on the training, but the caller gave me his email contacts in case I didn't hear anything further. So if you want to learn about what delights your customer and how you're performing, then you've got to ask for them for feedback and you have to act on that feedback. So until next time, good luck, Rosemary Cooper-Clark.